Hi, this is Tony Lofts from the UK, from Europe to the US and across the globe. Welcome to the Street Smart Wealth question of the day.
Hi, it's Jackie Elmer, and welcome to show 42 in the question and answer edition of the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast. Show notes can be found at jackieelmer.com/QA042. Now, today's show is for you if you've ever struggled with following up with your prospects. When to follow up, how to follow up, how frequently to follow up so that you're not going to bug them, and all different types of things like that. So stay tuned because we're going to cover several areas and types of follow up. First, though, today's show is brought to you by socialmediabackstagepass.com. If you're ready to learn all aspects of building a successful network marketing business, from the basics of the business to the steps to take your business online and use the amazing tools of blogging, creating an email list of prospects, using social media sites like Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Pinterest, Google+, and more to attract people to you who are already pre-sold and looking for a home business, then my Inner Circle Coaching Program is for you. You're going to learn what works and how to build a freedom business of your dreams. You can go to socialmediabackstagepass.com to learn more. Okay, so like I mentioned, if follow-up has been a struggle for you, then I want you to join me over the next few minutes as I provide some tips on how and when to do this effectively. Following up is a question I get asked all the time, or people will share with me that their greatest struggle, their biggest challenge, is knowing when to follow up, how to follow up, and how frequently. So I want to quickly, before we get into the meat of it, I want to share the story of someone in our business, in our profession, who's very successful, who some probably would never have contacted and certainly wouldn't have followed up with. My friend Ron Forrester was already a success in the eyes of many as a pharmacist. He was a successful pharmacist for years. And I have to say, he was probably on quite a few chicken lists. I know there would have been a time that he would have been on my chicken list for sure. Maybe he would have been on yours too. 7 years of asking and re-asking to take a look is what his sponsor did to ultimately get him to a meeting to take a look and get him totally sold and 100% buy-in on the concept of network marketing. Finally, after 7 years of asking and following up and inviting him to meetings, he finally said yes. And today, he and his wife are top income earners in our profession, and they enjoy retirement freedom. Truly, they do. He retired from his job as a pharmacist, and today they travel around educating others, working with their team, and growing a successful network marketing business. So the question for you is, would you have liked to have sponsored him? And would you have been willing to swallow your pride or whatever it is that might have stood in the way of you contacting him and certainly followed up? And would you have gotten out of your own way and continued to invite him for 7 years? Well, you know what? There are hundreds, if not thousands, of stories out there just like this. And the exciting thing for both you and I is that there are hundreds and thousands more that are waiting to be cast into a story. There are stories out there of those people who are on someone's chicken list who are just waiting to be contacted because deep in their heart, they're looking for something else. You know, my own story is like this. I could not have been less interested in network marketing until the day that I became interested. And why did I become interested? Well, here's the thing. It wasn't because some brand new company launched promising me the moon with the Starfleet commander, double, triple opt-in bonus and all those type things. It wasn't because of some amazing product line that came or some service or anything like that. It wasn't anything to do with the company, the compensation plan, the products, the services, my sponsor, any of that. What it had to do with was my own why. I had started a family. I was now home with my infant son, and I wanted to make sure that I could stay there with him. And so all of a sudden, things that didn't look attractive to me before became very, very attractive. So again, remember this. There are all kinds of stories out there that are just like mine, just like Ron Forrester's, and like many other people who may be on your chicken list right now. So who is on your chicken list? Think about that. Think about contacting them today. Okay, let's talk about two types of follow-up. There are two types. There's the follow-up after you've shown the business, And there's the follow-up after you've contacted someone who has said no to taking a look. So let's first talk about how to follow up after you've shown the business. First of all, once you've shown them the business, don't forget to ask them to join. That's a big mistake we often do. We forget to ask them to join. We figure they've seen the business, they know what it's about. If they're interested, they'll say, okay, great, how do I get started? But the reality of it is, they don't in most cases. So ask them to join at the end of the presentation. If they say no, or they give you some objections, or they need time to think about it or whatever, that's great. Set a follow-up appointment before you end that presentation. Ask them what additional information you can provide to help them make a decision, and let them know when you'll get that information in their hands, if not right then, and ask them when you can check back with them to answer any questions. So set that follow-up appointment before you end the presentation, and then make sure you honor your commitment to follow up then. So follow up with them, and then continue to follow up to 3 times right away in the next week to 2 weeks. If you set a time with them and you call and they're not there, then a day later, call again, and then a couple days later, call again, and then maybe a week later, call again. So continue to follow up to 3 times. Then what I like to do is I like to use the takeaway, but I always leave the door open. If somebody has set an appointment with me and they're not answering, then I'll simply leave a takeaway with them, letting them know that I'm looking for people who are serious and perhaps now's not the right time for them. I'll check back later. And I have some specific scripting that I do. If you're part of the Inner Circle coaching over at Social Media Backstage Pass, you'll find that there in the success language area. But that's something that I definitely do to leave the door open. And then I recontact over and over again the next month, and then every 4 to 6 months after that. And I use simple success language. I share new updates. I share expansion plans. I share life changes. I share different things, and I ask them questions to see when the time might be right for them. Because we know from experience that about every 6 months, people experience some type of life change, something that makes them perhaps open to things that they weren't open to in the past. And unless you're following up, you're not going to know. And then always use direct mail postcards. I've been doing direct mailing with postcards since 2005, and I always sponsor people every time I follow up with a simple postcard. It's very, very powerful. It doesn't have to be super in-depth or anything like that, but remember this, a postcard has a 100% open rate. Your email might not get opened, or mail that you send might not get opened, but almost everybody turns a postcard over to see what it says. The system I've been using can be found over at sendoutfuncards.com. It's a simple, very affordable, powerful option that helps you automate that postcard process, and you can set things up way in advance. So for instance, let's say that I need to follow up with you 4 months from now. I can create a very simple postcard. I can save it as a campaign, and then I can set it up to mail out to you 4 months from today, and then boop, I don't have to worry about it. It's automatically going to go to you, and my follow-up system is going to be in place, going to be working for me. Now, that's after you've shown someone the business. Now let's talk quickly about after you've contacted someone who said no to taking a look at the business. This is where you again want to remember that very powerful statistic about a life change every 6 months. So I set a goal to recontact people every 4 to 6 months. Again, I use simple success language, like I mentioned before. I share new updates with the company. I talk about expansion plans. I ask for referrals. I ask them if anything's changed in their life that may make them open to other ways of making an income. And again, I use those direct mail postcards. So even if they've said no to me about taking a look and now's not the right time, that's okay. I'm not going to get all daunted and put out by that. I'm just going to continue to follow up with them. Again, just like my own story, just like Ron's story that I shared, knowing that over time, a good number of those people are going to have a life situation that's going to put them in the frame of mind to be open to a business. Always keep it fun, keep it light, keep it upbeat, and avoid pressure. And again, always ask for referrals. Asking for referrals is a great way that you can reintroduce the business to them. A very simple way that you can do this is when you make that phone call, just say, hey, I wanted to catch up with you and also let you know that my business is going to be expanding in the Florida area. Don't know if you know, might know anyone down there who might be looking, but I know that you have friends there, family there, relatives, you used to live there, whatever it is. And I just wanted to pick your brain for a few minutes. Things are going well. And I thought maybe you might know some people who might be interested. Something, it's got to be authentic, but get it out there. Remember that the show notes can be found at jackiealmer.com/QA042. And as always, good luck to you in your business. Do you have a question for the show? You can ask it over at jackiealmer.com/questions. Hey, and if you're looking for 8 easy steps to create and build your network marketing business online, then grab the free guide over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check.